Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things hath done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's heart hath blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. Oh, may this bounteous God through all our life be near us, with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us, and keep us in his grace, and guide us when perplexed, and free us from all ills in this world and the next. All praise and thanks to God, the Father, now be given, the Son and Him who reigns with them in highest heaven, the one eternal God, whom earth and heaven adore, for thus it was, is now, and shall be evermore, the one eternal God, whom earth and heaven adore, for thus it was, is now, and shall be evermore.
These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
I know there are times when you're weary, and I know times may get hard. I know you may face tribulation, 'cause I've been right where you are. And in those times of trial, just call and I will be there, 'cause
I know
the burdens you bear. Days of sunshine, and I know there will be rain. And I know you may have your share of heartaches, for I have felt all your pain. In those times of sorrow, just call and I will be there, 'cause I know. And I'll hear your prayer. In my word I've given the promise that nothing can keep us apart. No power on earth, no, there's nothing at all, as long as I'm given your heart. And I know you may may face all the fires that life has to give. And I know that all things work together for good to those who live according to my purpose, for I have chosen you, and
I know
that I'll see you through. That I'll see you through.
I know.
Lead kindly, light amid the circling gloom. Lead thou me on. The night is dark, I am far from home. Lead thou me on. Keep thou my feet. I do not ask to see the distant scene. One step for me. I was not ever thus, nor prayed that thou shouldst lead me on. I love to choose and see my path, but now lead thou. Spite of fears, pride ruled my will. Remember not past years. So long thy power hath blessed me, sure it still will lead me moor and fen, or crag and torrent, till the night is gone. And with the morn, those angel faces smile, which I have since and lost a while.
You're listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
Stand, who will stand in a sea of sin, and live for the truth, grow strong from within. Stand, who will stand when all others run, and stand even when there remains not a one. Stand, who will stand when the dark of night descends. Resolve that never ends. God is looking for someone who will take the vow. Will you answer now?
Will you stand? stand up for Jesus. Ye soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall we lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey. For to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day, ye that are his now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor and watching unto prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, our crown of life shall be.
Oh, for grace. splendor outshines the sun. But of majesty rules with justice only a holy God. Come and behold him, the one and the only. Cry out, sing holy, forever a holy God. Come and worship the
still. steps have held onto your paths, my feet have not slipped. I call on you, God, for you, oh Lord, answer me, show the wonder of your love, oh Lord. Give your ear to my prayer, from enemies you saved those who hide in you. Keep me as the apple of your eye, hide me in the shadow of your wings. Keep me as the apple of your eye, hide me in the shadow.
Been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled The Accountant's Discovery. Colossians 4 and verse 2 says, "Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving." Remnant Publications was growing again. We needed a bigger printing press to help us spread present truth to a dying world. We got rid of our two-color press and put money down on a brand new five-color press. The company was just getting ready to ship it, but they needed another $19,500. Unfortunately, we didn't have the money. We held the company off for 3 weeks as we tried to raise the funds. Finally, one Friday, the company representative told us we had to wire the money by Monday at noon, or that press would not be ours. Now, with printing presses, you don't just go down the street and get one from another company. These machines are made to order. What's more, most of them don't come from North America. If we miss this chance, it could take 6 months to get another press, and the purchase was already long overdue. I called my brother Dan, who was on vacation in Florida. Dan is Remnant's accountant. In accounting, you have to be accurate, and Dan is a master of detail. He doesn't forget much. He rarely makes mistakes. He just loves the details. "Dan, we need $19,500, I told my brother. "We've been asking for funds but not getting them. What does our account balance look like?" Dan checked all the numbers carefully. He called back and said, "We're zeroed out. We don't have anything in our account." Well, if Dan said we had no money, we had no money. We prayed together on the phone that God would work something out. Before hanging up, Dan and I agreed we would pray throughout the weekend. We prayed on Friday night. We prayed on Sabbath. On Sunday morning, my brother called me. "Dwight," he said, "you know I check, double check and triple check our finances. We had no money whatsoever in our account Friday. However, I just went through it again and we have $19,500 in our account. I don't know where it came from." Money is not a problem to God. God's arm is not shortened to perform miracles. It is our faith that falls short. God doesn't need to be tested. These tests come to show us our need to depend on Him. Are we exercising our faith? Are we being faithful to the Lord and believing in His promises? If we are doing His work, we can be confident that He will provide. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Acts of the Apostles, page 564. Prayer is heaven's ordained means of success in the conflict with sin and the development of Christian character. The divine influences that come in answer to the prayer of faith will accomplish in the soul of the suppliant all for which he pleads: for the pardon of sin, for the Holy Spirit, for a Christ-like temper, for wisdom and strength to do his work, for any gift he has promised we may ask, and the promise is, ye shall receive. This story, The Accountant's Discovery, was written by Dwight Hall, the founder and CEO of Remnant Publications in Coldwater, Michigan. Remnant produces Christian books and resources for spiritual growth and evangelism. You can find details on their website, remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.